问题哈，在前一次的这个查经里。
The first question that came up was, why was he the only one healed when there were all those people at the pool of Bethesda?
第一个呢，就是为什么他是那第十大池子里面唯一个得医治的。
So we saw that the word of God doesn't say that he was the only one healed.
但是我们知道呢，圣经里并没有说他是那个唯一得医治的，这是我们自己推测的。
And, but the purpose of the writer John was not to record all the things that he had done, but just these particular signs that we find in the book of John.
那约翰福音其实并不是特别的要去说每一个得医治的，他只是记载了这个对我们有益的一个例子。
And we saw there that, the purpose was that those signs were given so that we might believe. And seven signs are given in the book of John.
因为这样的例子留下来是为了我们让我们能相信，而且这个也是约翰福音七个神迹之一啊，特别的记载了七个神迹。
The second question that was raised was, why did Jesus heal him? He didn't seem to have any faith. The Lord just chose him and healed him.
那第二个呢，从表面看呢，他并没有显出明显的信心。那为什么耶稣要医治他呢？为什么挑他呢？
He didn't ask to be healed and he didn't even know who Jesus was.
他也没有要求被医治，他也不知道耶稣是谁。
And we looked at some questions regarding this man, that in fact he must have had some kind of faith.
然后呢，我们开始看这个人的一些问答哈。那我们就看见呢，其实他是有一点点信心的。
First of all, he was a Jew, and they knew the truth.
第一呢，他知道他是犹太人，他知道真理。
Secondly, he was in the place where healing sometimes took place. There was the hope of healing. He was.
第二个呢，他在一个地方，就是毕士大的池子呢，曾经有一些医治的例子有过啊，所以他这是一个希望的池子，他相信神迹。
Bethesda means the house of mercy.
因为毕士大的意思就是怜悯之屋。
And of course that refers to God's mercy.
那当然是指神的怜悯。
So he came there often or every day.
所以他每一天都在这里待着。
And so not only was he a Jew and he was in the place where there was the hope of healing by God, which shows us that he had some faith.
那他不但是个犹太人，他也待在一个神怜悯的地方，所以说明呢他是相信的。
And also we see that he persevered. He didn't give up. He stayed there.
第二呢，他一直持久的这么做哈，他有这个坚忍的心，就说明他也是相信的。
And the other thing to keep in mind was that he was an Old Testament saint.
那第二呢，我们要记得他是旧约的这个犹太人啊。
In other words, Jesus healed a lot of people, and those healings were actually signs that he was the one from above. He was God's son.
那我们都知道，耶稣做了很多的神迹，很多的医治的神迹，这都显明了他是那从上面来的那一位，从神来的。
And so that, For the Jew, those signs were given first. He healed first, then they could look back on the sign.
对于犹太人来说呢，他要先医治啊，然后他们才能够看，回头看这些神迹。
Whereas, now, we look back on the sign as proof, don't we, that he was the Son of God.
那我们也是一样，我们现在回头看这些神迹，都证明他是神的圣子。
So, the man had faith. He didn't necessarily have faith in Jesus at that particular time.
所以这个人是有一些信心的，虽然他这个信心并不指向当时耶稣自己啊，因为他还不知道耶稣是谁。
In other words, he didn't have faith in him yet.
至少在这个时候，他对耶稣是没有信心的。
But later, of course, after the sign,then he would have faith in Jesus.
但之后，在这个神迹之后呢，他会对耶稣开始有信心。
And so that we see illustrated that the Lord Jesus in verse 24 of that chapter.
我们会看24节哈，这一章的24节。
It illustrates how we receive eternal life.
它是讲了我们怎么得着永恒的生命。
We hear the word of God and we believe in God, we hear the word of Christ and we're saved.
我们相信耶稣，相信神，我们听见神的话呢，我们就得救了。
And so that was the same with this man. He believed in God. He believed that God could heal him. He heard the word of Christ and he obeyed.
这个人也是一样，他相信神，他相信神能医治他，他听见了耶稣的话，然后他顺服了。
And so we see the man, when the Lord Jesus said, rise, he wasn't healed then. He wasn't healed until he actually obeyed the command to try and rise, and when he did, he was healed.
所以这个人当耶稣说你起来哈，拿你的褥子走，他在之前都还没有得医治，直到他听见神的话，而且他相信这个话呢，按照这个话去做，他才得医治的。
And so we saw another case of a man with a hand that was withered, remember?
我们都记得还有一个例子啊，就是有一个人他的右手枯干了。
The Lord didn't heal him. What he told him, he gave him a command.
上帝呢，耶稣也没有医治他，他只是给了他一个命令。
He said, stretch out your hand.
他说把你的手伸出来。
Now, if the man hadn't stretched out his hand, he wouldn't have been healed. But as soon as he obeyed the word, he was healed. In other words, the power is in the word.
所以这个人如果不伸出手来，他就不会得医治。所以当他相信神伸出手来听这个命令呢，这个命令本身的能力就医治了他。
And that power is you might say transferred from God to us when we obey. We have a will to obey.
所以这样的能力从神那里就传到了我们身上，借着我们对神话语的顺服就传过来。
So we saw that man there was healed.But inevitably, there was another question that came up.
虽然这个人得医治了，但另外的问题也起来了。
And the question was, the question then was, the man that was healed, he wasn't very thankful. Someone thought that he wasn't thankful, and that he went and told the Jews that it was Jesus.To stir up trouble. I don't know. Is that what you thought, Nicole? Nicole, you weren't the only one.
所以我们还有的问题呢，就是这个人虽然得医治了，但他并没有显明特别感恩啊。他甚至把耶稣呢告诉了这个犹太人，给耶稣带来很大的麻烦。
So let's just read a portion here today.
那我们今天可以读这一段。
What we want to do is read from.In chapter 5, and read from verse 8 to 15.
我们把第五章的八节到十四节以顺序，十五节顺序读一下。耶稣对他说：“起来，拿你的褥子走吧。”
那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子走。那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说：“今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。”
他却回答说：“那使我痊愈的对我说：‘拿起你的褥子走吧。’”
他们问问他说：“对你说，拿褥子走，走的是什么人？”
那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里的人说耶稣已经躲开了。后来耶稣在界里遇见他，对他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。”
那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的是耶稣。
Amen.
Okay, so.There in verse 8, we see that the Lord didn't cure the man. He gave him a command, didn't he?
第八节我们看见神主没有医治这个人，只给了他个命令。
He said, get up.
他说起来。
Now, if the man did not have any faith, he could have said to Jesus, I can't get up.
Yeah. 如果这个人没有任何的信心呢，他可能会跟耶稣坐下来说呢，这我站不起来啊。
But the man at once was cured, and it's simultaneous with the command. He got up, and he was cured.
然后这个人是立刻得医治，当他听从这个命令的时候。
Now this is where it says in verse 9, he picked up his mat and he walked.
然后呢，他就拿起他的褥子走了。
Now here's where we got into the man got into some trouble.
现在这个人有些麻烦。
The day on which this took place was the Sabbath.
是个安息日那一天。
Now the Jews, they had added to the Word of God.
犹太人呢，他们在神的话上添了东西。
And so what they've done is, if you go back to Exodus chapter 23, we'll see what the law says about the Sabbath.
我们可以看一下出埃及记二十三章啊，神真正讲到出安息日是个什么意思。
Exodus chapter 23 and verse 12.
二十三章十二节。
And I'll get long to read that in Mandarin.
Okay. 出埃及记的二十三章十二节，六日你要做工，第七日要安息，使牛驴可以歇息，并使你婢女的儿子和寄居的都可以舒畅。
It's very simple, isn't it?
非常简单，对不对？
In other words, what God is saying here is that the Sabbath is to give you a break.
所以这里神讲的安息的意思就是让你有一个休息。
Take a holiday.
就是个假期。
Give your animals a chance to rest.
也给你的牛羊你的牲畜呢一点休息的时间。
And your servants, give them an opportunity to take a day off.
然后家里的仆人呢也给他一些休息的时间。
That's what the Lord Jesus told those Pharisees. He said that the Sabbath man was not made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man.
这就是耶稣讲的那句经文的意思。他说安息日不是人不是为安息日造的，安息日是为人设的。
But it had a deeper meaning as well.
但这个呢，它还会有更深的一些含义。
And that is that God had created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested.
因为在创世纪一开始，神说他创造天地和人呢，用了六天，第七天他就安息了。
And so not only should they have a physical rest, but they were to enter into God's rest.Which is a spiritual rest.
所以人不但需要有个肉体的外在的休息，物理的休息，他也需要属灵的休息，跟神在一起。
So all the works of God, that is the created beings, all have a time to refresh themselves. So spiritually, mankind is to enter into God's work and rest in what He has accomplished.
所以人自己也需要进到神的这个安息里去啊，然后在他所创造的一切事情上的得享那个安息。
And so what the Jews have done, they made a whole bunch of obligations, that everybody should follow on the Sabbath day.
但是犹太人呢，他就设了很多额外的这个要求，要求所有的人都去遵循这个。细致的要求。
They made restrictions about how far you could walk on a Sabbath day.
他第一呢，他们设了，在安息日呢，你一共能走多少步。
And the man that was healed rolled up his mat. It probably wasn't any bigger than this. It was like a reed mat, a mat. You know, just a small little rug. It didn't have a bed. For camping, yeah.But that's all the people used in those days.
所以这个人的这个垫子哈，褥子哈，它是个什么概念？因为他是躺着的，所以他其实是让他能够躺在地上的时候呢，有底下有一个稍微垫的，是个很薄的这个垫子，不是那么大的。那个时代的人都会用来就是做躺在地上的时候用的。
So he would probably have it under his arm like this.
所以这个大小呢，可能就放在他的手底下哈，夹住就这么大，捆起来以后卷起来，可以放在手底下夹住的那么大。
Luke chapter 13, if you will. Luke chapter 13.
我们可以看路加的十三章。
And verse 10.
十三章的十节。
There's another case of him healing on the Sabbath. He liked to heal on the Sabbath because there's a lesson he wanted to teach those people.
这又是一个安息日，你会看见耶稣特别喜欢的安息日治病，因为这透过这些例子呢，他想给当时的犹太人很多的教导。
And so we read there, if we could read from verses 10 to 17.
我们可以读一下十节到十七节，我们顺序读一下。刚才停在。
安息日，耶稣在会堂里教导人。
有一个女人被鬼附着，病了十八年，腰杆的一角直不起来。
耶稣看见，便叫过她来，对她说：“女人，你脱离这病了。”于是用两只手按着她，她立刻直起腰来，就归荣耀于神。
会堂的因为耶稣在安息日治病，就气愤愤地对众人说：“有六日应当做工，那六日之内可以来求你，在安息日是不可。”主说：“假冒为善的人啊，难道你们个人在安息日不解开槽上的牛驴牵去你吗？”
况且这女人本是亚伯拉罕的后裔，被撒旦捆绑了这十八年，不当在安息日解开他的捆吗？解开他的绑吗？
耶稣说这话，他的敌人都见惭愧了，众人因他所行一切荣耀的事就都欢喜了。
Amen. Yeah, so this very simple story, we don't need much comment on it.
非常简单的故事，我们不需要更多的来评价。
But the Lord points out their hypocrisy.
耶稣就指出了他们的假冒伪善。
And it brought out the hatred of those Jewish priests and their teachers of the law. It brought out their hatred against him.
耶稣的这些行为和话呢，却带来了祭司和文士们的仇恨。
So,He had a constant conflict with them over the Sabbath day.
所以他们常常跟耶稣在这一点上会有冲突。
Now the question that we're going to look at right now is, what was this lame man now who was healed on the Sabbath day? It was in opposition to what he knew the Jews would want.
所以我们回到那个摊子的例子呢，当他得医治了以后呢，他所认知的是哈，就他在安息日得医治的是已经开始和这个他原来对犹太的整个传统的认知是有冲突的。
So we find here, and if we go back to John chapter 5,
如果我们回到约翰福音的五章呢，
we have the man there inthe healing that took place on the Sabbath. And then in verse 10, it says, And so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, It is a Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat.
所以第十节说呢，那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。就冲突来了。
Now the law didn't say anything about not carrying your mat.
但实际上呢，神的真正的律法呢，从来没有讲过不准让你拿褥子。
As we read what it said in the law.
我们也都知道，前面摩西五经里我们都读到律法怎么讲的。
So, but notice now they confront this man about breaking.Their interpretation of the law.
其实呢，这里是犹太人呢，他们挑战这个拿褥子的人，他违反的是犹太人对律法的解读。
And so notice what the man answers in verse 11.
我们看一下第十一节这个人的回答。
He said, the man who made me well said to me, pick up your mat and walk.
他说那使我痊愈的对我说拿你的褥子走吧。
Notice there's a conflict here. They say the law says one thing, but the man who was healed said the one who healed me told me to take up my mat.
所以这里有个冲突了。那些律法教师们说你不可以，然后这个人说呢，那个让我得医治的人说我可以。
So we see the conflict now is the law against the word of Jesus.
这里的律法冲突就是律法和神的耶稣的话。
Now we read in Exodus that really there's no conflict between a man carrying a little reed mat.
因为我们知道呢，在出埃及记里，其实一个人手里夹个一个褥子，肯定没有违反安息日。
He wasn't breaking God's law.
他没有违反神的律法。
God's law says, take a break.
神的律法只是说你要休息。
This man was, he was walking for a change. He had perfect strength, and he was carrying a very light mat.
这个人完全没问题，他刚刚得医治，然后他手里夹了一个小小的这个褥子。
But the conflict was between man's interpretation and the Son of God himself, his command.
所以这个的冲突其实是人对律法的自己的解读和神自己有冲突。
So now, the man says, the authority for me walking with my mat is the man who made me well.
所以这个人在这里做个见证，就是那叫我拿褥子那个人就是让我好的那个人。
That's a very high authority.
这个是一个非常高的权柄。
Because where he had been lame for 38 years,
因为他已经瘫了38年了。
The law had done nothing for him.
那个律法没有做任何有意义的对他的事情。
The law was powerless.
在这件事情上呢，这个律法没有作用。
So we see that the word of Christ is more powerful than the law.
所以我们知道呢，耶稣的话，基督的话是比律法更有能力的。
Where were those up teachers of the law when the man needed help?
那当这个人需要帮助的时候，那些律法教师在哪里呢？
So they had no answer then to him except to say, "Who is the one that said this?"
他们根本不去管他，直到他拿了这个褥子，他们倒去管，说谁让你拿褥子。
So, in verse 12, they said, so they asked him, who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?
十二节说他们问他说，对你说拿褥子走的是什么人？
So the man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd.
那医好的人不知道是谁，因为那里人多，耶稣已经躲开了。
So later, Jesus finds him in the temple.
那之后呢？耶稣在殿里遇见他
，and says to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you."
他说：“你已经痊愈了，不要再犯罪，恐怕你遭遇的更加厉害。”
Now, what was the sin?
什么？这里说的罪是什么
？What do you think his sin was?
你猜他的罪可能会是什么呢？
Nobody know?
违背圣经的戒律的。
Rebellion to laws. Sinful nature.
Rebellion?
To commandments of the Old Testament.
It's all sin is rebellion, isn't it? Against God. We're not told exactly what that was.
对，我没有明确的被指出来这个到底是什么。
His sin was not telling the Jews that it was Jesus who healed him. That wasn't the sin because he hadn't told the Jews yet.
然后这里他也没有跟那个犹太人讲他这个到底犯的是什么罪。
See, the question that came up was saying that the man was not thankful. He went and told the Jews that it was Jesus so that Jesus would get into trouble.
所以这里我们的问题是呢，他没有感恩，他回去告诉了犹太人，然后犹太人给耶稣带来很多麻烦。
But I want to show you that this man, he was a witness for the Lord Jesus. He was a living proof of the power of God within his body, and he wanted the Jews to know that too.
然后另外一个角度你也可以理解呢，这个人是他愿意成为神的见证人，他想告诉那些犹太人，这个是耶稣，是他医好我的。
Whatever sin this was that we're going to look at was whatever the sin that was, it was something that was related to the condition that he was in for 38 years.
那不管这是个什么罪哈，这个罪应该是和他那躺在38年的。事实是有直接联系的，原因果关系的。
We saw last week how the man said, "I don't have anyone."
我们都上一次都查到，就是没有人管他了。
There was no one. No one could help him down into the water.
也没有人帮他能够到水里去。
And we looked at his isolation.
那我们看见他的这个分离啊，就是这个和众人的分离。
I mean, he didn't have one family member that would help him.Or one friend?
没有一个家人，一个朋友在边上帮他。
Some neighbor or somebody he met? No one?
一个邻居或者什么人他碰到的人。
The only thing you can think of that this man perhaps was a sinner that everybody knew about, that people immediately isolated and drew back from him.
也许呢，他就是一个众人都知道的显明的一个罪人啊，所以每一个人当看见他的时候呢，都会远离他。
And that the reason the Lord Jesus chose that one, or that John chose to record this one healing was he was probably the worst case that was in that pool of Bethesda.
那约翰之所以记载这个人，极有可能这个人就是在毕士大池子边上最惨的一个。
So this man was in a hopeless condition.
他在一个完全无助的状态下面。
Absolutely, completely hopeless.
完全的，没有任何的。
Now that's the condition that we find ourselves in as sinners before a holy God.
当我们来到神面前的时候，没有得救之前，我们就是一个状态。
Nobody can help us.
没有人能帮助我们。
You know, psychology.Right, counselors,
心理学家或者什么咨询的人。
Medical research cannot help a broken heart.
医生能不能帮助一个伤心的人呢
？Philosophy,
哲学呢
？Wealth, education,
财富教育呢
？They are all powerless to help man in his spiritual need.
他都不能帮助人在灵里的需要。
And so what we find.Is that we have the word of Christ. Come to me and I will give you rest, he says.
所以他说，神的话说，你到我这里来呢，我就给你得安息。
And when you find yourself completely spiritually healed, standing up and walking, what is your greatest desire?
所以他会，从神的话里就得到能力，他就站起来，能够行走了。那个时候，你觉得你心里会什么状态
？It's to tell others about what has just happened to you.
对你肯定会想要告诉别人，你刚刚发生的是什么事
？And I believe that's how this man felt the same way.
我相信这个人也是这样的感受。
When they asked him, "Well, who was it that told you to stand to pick up your mat and walk?" He said, "Well, I don't know."
然后当别人问他说谁让你拿起褥子走呢他说我不知道啊。
But later when the Lord Jesus revealed himself, in the temple, and you might ask the question too, at this point, why was he in the temple?
然后后来当他在殿里遇见耶稣的时候你可能会问他为什么要在殿里呢
To worship and thanking thanksgiving, right?
他去敬拜神，他去赞美，感谢神。
If he didn't have any faith and he didn't believe in God, why would he be bothered going to the temple?
就如果他根本没有信心，他也不相信神呢，他可能也不会去店里了。
He would go down to the gambling den.
那可能去赌博去了。
Right? Go go down with all his old drunken friends.
对，和他的一些喝醉的朋友在一起。
No, he went up to the temple. He believed that healing was from God.
对，他去了殿里面，他相信医治从神来的。
And Jesus found him there.
那耶稣在那里碰到了他。
And he gives him a warning.
他给了他一些警告。
He said, "Your sin landed you there by the pool for 38 years."
嗯，他说你的罪呢，让你躺在那38年了。
He says, "You stop." He says.Or else something worse is going to happen to you.
那你不要再犯罪了，因为你否则会碰得更厉害。对。
What could be possibly worse than what he had?
那他现在有的已经很糟糕了，以前还比这更糟糕会是怎么样
？Eternal judgment.
那就是永恒的审判了。
Eternal judgment. It could be worse.
那这样的就是比他三十八年躺着更糟糕。
So when this man finds out that it's Jesus.Notice what happens now. Verse 15. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who told him to pick up his bed and walk.
所以那人就跑去告诉犹太人，说使他痊愈的是。
Is that right?
和要拿褥子的是耶稣。
Did I quote that correctly? You didn't notice, you see? You're just believing what I said, not looking at the word of God. I'll read it again and see if you can pick it up. Verse 15. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who told him to pick up his bed and walk. What was it, Roy?
Jesus who healed him.
Yes, who healed him, not picked up his bed. If he wanted to excuse himself to the Jews, because he knew... He must have known the Jews, didn't want him to heal on the Sabbath.
对，所以如果他是不想要那个，承担这个垫子的责任呢，他可以这么说：那人就去告诉犹太人，使他拿褥子的是耶稣。
但
然后他说呢，使他痊愈的是耶稣呢，他更有可能是去想给犹太人做见证的。
He wanted to give a good witness. Exactly that, right? If he wanted to excuse himself to the Jews, and
如果他想找借口去摆脱责任的话哈
，and put the blame on Jesus，
想把这个责任推给耶稣的话呢？
He would have said to the Jews, "It wasn't my fault. It was him. He was the one that told me to pick up my mat."
对，他会说呢，不是我的责任，是那个要让我拿垫子的。
But he doesn't do that.
他并不是这么说的。
He says it was me. It was Jesus that made me well. Look at me.
他说是耶稣使我好的。
And that was his witness. It never changed.
这是他的见证哈，这是他的见证。
That in verse 11, the man who made me well said, "Pick up your bed and walk." Verse 15 or verse 15, yes, they told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well.
那十一节呢？他说：“使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。”然后十五节就说：“那使他痊愈的是耶稣。”
There, that was his witness. What is our witness? God has saved me. Right?
这是他的见证。我们的见证就是呢，神救了我们。
God has made me well.
神使我们好起来。
Amen. Now, do you have some?
Yeah, may I say something? You must keep in mind when we read these stories, like you think of all these people that are sitting around the pool and they need a miracle, they need some help, some healing. And this man in particular, and all the stories that we read in the Gospels, you must keep in mind that even though we don't know the background story of these people, Jesus knows their background.And Jesus knows their heart. And these particular ones are recorded here for a very purpose.
所以我们都知道那里有很多很多的人，虽然我们都不知道他们到底每个人背景情况是怎么样的，但是耶稣都知道。但是这个记载呢，都是为了一个特别的目的才把它记下来。
All these people were a witness to God's miraculous power.
那每一个人呢，他都是要成为神的神奇的这个能力的一个见证。
And this was what was angering all the religious people, because the people were starting to follow Jesus when they saw these wonderful miracles happening, and they were starting, their power was being depreciated or going down, because Jesus' popularity was building up because of all these things that were taking place.
所以当这些事情发生的时候呢，耶稣就会变得更加广传了，就是大家都能够相信他。
So when Jesus was challenging them in their interpretation of the law, they felt offended because they had created these laws outside of the laws that God had given them long time ago in the Old Testament.
所以当耶稣把自己对律法的解读讲出来的时候呢，这些律法教师们就特别的被冒犯，因为是他们定的，在旧约的基础上定了这么多的细节的要求。
Even today in Israel, the Sabbath is being observed, and the elevators will not run on Sunday, and they cannot do cooking on Sunday.
Saturday.
When we were there, they had to do it the
Saturday.
Day before.
Saturday.
Yeah, the Sabbath.
Sabbath.
Yeah,
Sabbath.
The Sabbath.
Yeah.
And they had to do their cooking the day before, so that they won't have to work on the Sabbath. And the elevators could not run on the Sabbath while we were there. So they're still observing the old traditions, not what God had told them. See, the Sabbath was made for man, that we should rest on the Sabbath. We should rest one day. It's been a proven fact scientifically that if a man has a rest, he is more efficient, he can work more. If he has that rest.
所以直到今天呢犹太人还是这样的。就他们还是在守呢人定的那些要求，比方说呢在安息日哈，周六他就没有那个电梯是不能开的。然后呢周六是不能做饭的，饭的前一天做好的。然后所有这些呢他们都是跟着当时的犹太人一样的在做。他们不明白神是要人在这一天休息。但不是定了这么细的这些要求，因为人休息了一天以后呢，剩下的六天工作的会更好。
And you'll also have a longer and a healthier life if your body has a chance to rest and repair itself.
而且你之后的你的如果休息一天的话，你会身体也会更健康，生命也会更长。
We have the night time where we sleep and our body repairs itself during the night time, and we're rested up and we're ready for another day of work. And the Sabbath is one day out of the week where we don't get up early in the morning to go to work and make our lunch and this and that, busy, busy, busy. But on the Sabbath day, we just take it easy. We rest, the animals rest, everything rests. And that's the way the Lord had designed mankind. He designed us that way.
所以，这是安息日，神就是这么设计的啊！因为神设置我们就是这么做，就像晚上需要休息，第二天会更好的工作。这就是神创造的一个方式，一个很重要的安排。
And it's no doubt, you know, many of these miracles that took place.These people were sinners. We don't know about this man. Maybe he was such a bad person. Maybe somebody broke his legs or something and, you know, he wasn't able to walk ever again. We don't know the inside story about these things. But maybe he repented of all his bad doings and maybe he was going to the temple now and maybe asking God to forgive him. But Jesus could look inside the heart of this man and he could see that this man was truly a repentant man.And all these people that got healed, that gave glory to God, the ones that didn't, that's why the Jesus is warning him that if there is no glory given to man, say for instance, this man said, oh well, it just happened, you know, it's a fluke or whatever, it's not really Jesus' power or God's power that happened, he would be committing blasphemy, and that greater sin would have been that he would have been gone to hell.Not giving God glory, not witnessing and telling people that it was God's power that healed him.
所以如果就是当时这个人的背景呢，其实我们不是特别清楚，也许呢他因为他的罪啊，甚至他的腿都是因为罪被人打断了，或者是这种类似的情形完全有可能。然后但是之后呢他去殿里面他去感恩神，那他的心里呢我们不知道，神都知道。那耶稣呢会借着他里面的真实的悔改，也许他已经认识到他自己很深的罪，他已经知道自己错了哈，耶稣借着他的悔改来医治他，所以他后面在殿里去感谢神。那这些呢其实都是可能的这个情形啊，就是所以他要归荣耀给神，然后因为若不是归荣耀给神呢，他后面碰到的会更糟糕啊，因为那个审判就是更大灵力的审判，那是亵渎神。
The blessings come from God from obedience. If we obey God, God blesses us, and we are in His hand, and He does what's good for us. He knows what's good for us. Something good is different for each one of us. It's not the same for me or for you or somebody else.
所以我们也是一样啊，每个人都是要最后都要归荣耀给神。
And a child of God is always living from day to day to day in faith. That God, each day when we wake up in the morning, we know that we're in the hands of God and God will lead us in the right direction, the right people to talk to. And I'll tell you, when we were flying over to Hawaii, we were sitting in the plane. There were three seats. Okay, my wife Jazz and I, and there was another seat.And there was a younger lady that was sitting there, and she seemed like she was a little bit on the sad side. And Jazz started to talk to her. Jazz was sitting next to her. And this lady was a Christian lady, and she started testifying of what God had done in her life. But she was kind of sad and downtrodden. And she was going on a vacation with her cousin. And Jazz encouraged her in the word of the Lord.And before the end of the flight, this woman was up, not down anymore. And she was so thankful that the Lord had brought somebody in for that 4-6 hour flight to talk to her and encourage her in the Lord.
所以神都知道我们一切的需要了，然后他就举一个例子，那个在他们这次飞那个夏威夷的飞机上啊，那一共三排。一排有三个椅子啊，连起来的。然后他和太太 ，Jess 坐在当中两个位置，另外一个位置呢是一个稍微年轻一点的这个女士坐的。然后，他太太就跟那个女士坐在一起，然后就聊。然后这女士上飞机的时候就特别不开心啊，就很难受。然后他太太就 Jess 跟他聊了很久以后，知道这个女士也是一个基督徒，那可能有一些征战，有一些压力。太太就用圣经的话一直鼓励他，然后这飞了5-6个小时的这个路程以后呢，他就好多了啊，所以他特别感恩啊，这个女士非常感恩，说神就给他安排了，就在这个飞机上啊，给他安排了一个人能够安慰他，就用这5-6个小时来安慰他。
And for that divine appointment that God had made for us, we missed a flight in Seattle.Okay, we had 6 hours to catch the flight. And we were late for the flight. We missed it. 6 hours to catch the flight. Okay? You say, why can't you make the flight on time? 6 hours? We waited at the airport 6 hours. And we were going to catch that flight. And we were late for that flight. Jazz kept on saying, oh, we got lots of time. We have lots of time.I said, there's only 20 minutes. You're supposed to be at the gate, you know, standing at the gate. And we were outside. We hadn't even checked in yet. And this was, we got there at midnight. And she said, the flight was 6 o'clock in the morning. And she wanted to sleep a little bit outside. So she said, we've got lots of time. And I kept on looking at my watch because I like to be early. I always like to be early. And there's 20 minutes left. And I said, we got to hurry, you know, we got to catch that flight.Then she had to get 2 bags and put it all into 1 bag. Took her time. And then we were running to the gate, and she was ahead of me, and I got to the gate ahead of her. And the attendant was going to put me on the plane. She got my ticket and everything. And I said, is my wife on there already? She said, what's her name? I said, Jazz Betty. No, she hasn't come. Where is she? She was ahead of me. Right? She had to go to the washroom. So I went all the way to the plane, and the lady there at the plane said, no, she's not on the plane. So I came back, and the attendant told me, she said, you could either leave without her and go to Hawaii, and she can catch the next flight, or you can come back out, we're going to lock the door, and you can wait for her and catch another flight. So we waited another 2 hours after that to catch a flight. But that was the Lord's doing, see? Because we had to meet this woman who needed encouragement in the Lord.
所以这其实是一个神的安排了，因为他们是从西雅图飞的哈，然后因为是他们晚上到的西雅图，然后那个飞机是一早上六点的飞机，所以他们有六个小时，从十二点啊到六点啊，他有六个小时去赶这班飞机，他们没赶上啊。为什么呢？就是他就讲了很多的事儿，他说呢，这个Jazz 呢想在外面休息一下，因为半夜嘛，对吧？他想出去找地儿睡一点时间。然后 Jazz 呢就是比较着急的那种啊，然后这个就是喜欢什么事都早到，他很慢的啊。然后呢，那个等到还剩二十分钟了啊，这时候我们走吧，他一直看表，一直看表，说要走，他就走。然后开始走呢，Jazz又开始把两个包的东西放到一个包里了，现在搞了半天以后呢，然后就一起跑，就跑到那个登机口去。然后呢 ，Jazz 先跑的啊，他还跑得快啊。然后等 Jade 跑到了以后呢，他就把那个票呢给那个检票人啊，检票人说，可以，你还可以上飞机。然后他就问了一声，说我太太在上面，他太太叫什么？他说叫什么什么。一查没在上面，他先去的，还没到。为什么呢？因为他去上厕所了，他在路上去上厕所。啊，这个就只能就把票拿回来啊，不能自己先走了，对吧？拿回来，再回去，再返回去找他，然后呢，找到他以后呢，再回来，机门就已经关了，就是等了六个小时误了飞机啊，这然后呢，他只能再等两个小时，等下一班飞机啊。那为什么呢？就是因为神要他们在下一班飞机要坐在一个很晒的、很低沉的一个姊妹边上去鼓励他，去安慰他。
So you see, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and sometimes we don't understand. Because I was angry because we missed them. We had to wait 8 hours there, right? But when you see the beauty of the Lord, you know, and how it unfolds, because this young lady had been invited by her cousin, and her cousin was being sent her from her company for a business trip to Hawaii, and she was allowed to bring one person with her, and she had brought her cousin. But this woman that was going on a business trip, she was unsaved. And this woman was telling us the story. And Jazz said, the Lord's got a purpose for you. That's why we met. And the purpose is that you are to preach the gospel to your cousin.
所以呢，这里面呢，是这个是一个姊妹哈，就是坐在 Jazz 边上的是个姊妹，只是呢，她属灵很低沉。然后呢，她在一个什么旅行里呢？就是他和他的表姐或者表妹呢，他们一起去邀办去这个夏威夷度假，然后因为他们两个当中有一个是可以去那边办那个出公差的，然后他可以邀请一个家人亲戚一起过去，但是呢，这个人是姊妹，另外那个人是不得救的，是没有得救的一个人，所以 Jazz 就鼓励这个灵命低沉的，然后在这六个小时里面让他意识到呢，其实这也是神的美意，让他们两个一起出去旅行，他好有机会把福音传给那个他的表姐或者表妹。
And maybe, you know, Jazz gave her encouragement and boldness so that she can speak to her cousin about the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Maybe she wouldn't have done it otherwise because she was feeling down. She just wasn't uplifted all that much, you know?
对，所以呢，但是呢，因为，他的整个生命特别低，他的生命特别低，所以他根本也没有这个生命去给别人去讲福音，所以，这时候呢是，虽然他又误了一班飞机，非常生气，都非常恼火，但是当他明白神这一连串美好的旨意以后，他就知道神的美善是真实的。
So just keep that in mind when you're reading these stories, that God's got his ways are, that are different to our ways.
所以当我们读这些故事的时候，我们要记得神的道路啊，高过我们的道路，是神的安排是最好的。
Okay, I guess we take a break.
I have another question about the before that question. 我有几个点，我其实还是不太能够完全就我有几个点没能解得开。首先，你可能是不是要记一下？有五个点。
你这样，你等会把那个给我，我替你讲就好了。对吧，我们先祷告，那个先休息一下。
I didn't understand the question.
对 okay, 我等会休息的时候我把这个问题给他，就省一点时间嘛。好，我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您给我们一切这美好的旨意，就是要祝福我们，也借着我们成为他人的祝福。父啊，我们愿意相信您的安排就是最美善的，如同这个弟兄所遇见的那样，也如同这个摊了38年的摊子所遇见的那样。父啊，我们需要的就是那么一点点的信心，即使如芥菜种一般的信心，也求您把这样的信心给我们，也带领我们常常的安息在您的环境里。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，奉主耶稣的名。
The story, the details are not so important.
所以这个故事的很多的细节啊，其实没有那么的重要啊。
We can draw some lessons from it.
然后我们可以从里面得到一些的教导。
And there may be different understanding of details.
我们会有不同的角度来理解他们里面的细节。
However, the main point is that the Lord Jesus demonstrates that he's the Lord of the Sabbath.
那最主要呢是耶稣在这里显明他是安息日的主。
Man's understanding of the Sabbath is no healing.
那人在医治，就是他在安息日里面呢是不能够得医治的，这是当事人的理解。
The law leaves a man completely the same as he was. No healing.
就是律法给人带来的当时就是没有医治。
And so, but the Lord Jesus, he often healed on the Sabbath because he wanted to show that he is above the law.
耶稣一定要在安息日医治呢，就是想告诉别人他比安息日要高。
He's the one who made the Sabbath.
他是那个定安息日的那个人。
Now, Bethesda, where they were, that means the house of mercy.
那毕士大就是叫怜悯之屋。
And the Jews, in adding to the law, got further and further from mercy.
那犹太人呢，他一直在这个律法上添东西呢，他就离怜悯恩典越来越远了。
The Sabbath was a mercy. We saw that you could take a break. You got a holiday.
本来神设立安息日呢，是一个怜悯的想法，让你呢有假日能休息。对，他本意神是怜悯的本意。
That was God's mercy. Was the Sabbath.
然后安息嘛，其实是神怜悯我们。
And what the Jews had done, they had made it.They put burdens on people.
但犹太人做的方法呢，却把这个变成了负担。
Rather than a time of rest, they made it a time of real trouble for people.
他不但让人没有在这里得到安息呢，他给人添了很多大的麻烦。
And so, the Lord Jesus, he comes and he gives this great sign where he releases a man from paralysis.From inability to move. He releases him from that to complete freedom of motion.
所以耶稣就把人从这些的捆绑当中啊，就是律法的捆绑当中呢，完全释放出来。
And he does this on the Sabbath.
所以就为什么他一定要在安息日做这个事情的原因。
Now, you know, why would he insist, why would Jesus insist on healing on the Sabbath?
为什么他要坚持在安息日做这些医治呢？
Remember what we read, the Jews, they tried to influence Jesus by saying, you know, there's 6 days to work. Why don't you heal on the 6 days and leave the Sabbath alone?
因为我们知道在耶稣在另外一个场合跟犹太人有这么一番对话。犹太人说呢，有一周有六天。你为什么不在那六天做呢？你偏偏挑这一天做呢？
And there's a very important reason why Jesus emphasized healing on the Sabbath.
那这里有个很重要的原因，就是耶稣特别强调，在安息日医治。
Now, if you go back to the book of Genesis in chapter 2,
那如果我们回到创世纪的二章，
Or, yeah. Well, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31.
1章31节
God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And he says there was evening and there was morning the sixth day.
神看这一切所造的都甚好，有晚上有早晨，是第六日。
So he in 6 days he made the heavens and the earth. The seventh day he rests. We read in chapter 2, verse 1.
那六天呢，他造一切了。第七天呢，他就二章二节呢，就他就完工了，他就休息了。
Thus the heavens and earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he'd been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all his work. And he blessed the seventh day, made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
这刚才读的是二章的二节三节，大家可以自己看一下。
So, we find that the seventh day then was the day that God rested from his work.
所以第七天也是神自己休息的那一天，就是每个周的周六。
Now what happened in the garden?
那在伊甸园发生了什么呢？
We all know the story. How that man disobeyed God, sin came into the world.
我们都知道人怎么悖逆神，罪开始进来。
And death by sin.
然后因着罪来了死。
And the whole creation was ruined.
然后整个人的创造就被毁掉了。
Thorns and thistles, death, all these, the curse came into the creation.
荆棘、蒺藜这些死亡都是因为因着罪的咒诅来的。
Now, God could have done, he could have done a couple of things.
神可以，其实可以做一些其他的事。
He could have destroyed Adam and Eve, he could have wiped the new creation and started over.
他可以拿杀或者除掉亚当和夏娃和他一切的创造，在那个罪犯罪之后。
But instead, he had a plan even before he made the world.
其实呢，他在创造之前就已经有了计划了。
And that plan was that.He would have his son come into the world through Adam and Eve.
这个计划就是他要他的儿子呢，圣子，通过亚当夏娃而进到这个世界。
Because God had a great plan whereby his kingdom might be realized in the world.
那神有一个特别美好的旨意，就是他的国度能够通过亚当夏娃的后裔呢，进来建立起来啊，就他的国度。
And not only that, he would have through redemption, he would be able to bring out of the world to himself an intimate people that would understand him in his heart's desire, his love.
然后他也可以借着救赎圣子的救赎，从这些世界败坏的人里面带出一批跟他有特别近关系的人。
Okay, so now in Adam and Eve in the garden, they are they're sinners now.
亚当夏娃呢, 吃了果子以后, 他就成了罪人。
He has to put them out of the Garden of Eden.
他要把他们, 赶到园子外面去,
into the world.
去到世界里。
Now there is life in God only on the principle of faith.
那现在呢, 在神的国度里呢, 现在就有一个, 只能用信心原则带出来的生命了。
And you see that through the two children that Adam and Eve had, you have Cain and you have Seth.
那从那个, 亚当夏娃呢, 出来了两个孩子啊, 一个是该隐, 一个是赛特。
Cain had already killed Abel.
因为该隐已经杀了亚伯啊。
But God had given them another. Now there's two lines that follow through. Cain's line and Seth's line.
然后呢, 因为亚伯已经被杀掉了, 所以上帝呢, 又给了亚当夏娃一个孩子, 就是老三赛特了。 现在呢, 该隐一条线, 因该隐还活着, 还有赛特一条线, 就开始在地上分开了。
Cain was of the wicked one, the devil.
该隐就是代表的是呢, 邪恶的那一只。
The Seth line was of those that are of faith.
那赛特这一只, 就代表着有神而来的信心的那一只。
How is God going to rescue those that believe, those that trust Him from this world?
那神怎么来救那一只相信他的那一只的孩子从这个世界里救出来呢?
God has to begin a work.
那神必须要开始做工。
He rested on the seventh day, but on the day that Adam sinned, God had to begin to work again.
所以 他在第七天安息了，但是在亚当犯罪之后呢，神又开始工作了。And
so what we read there that in verse 16, and for an introduction, let's just read verse 16 and 17.
然后我们读一下16节和17节。 Chapter 2, right?
No, John chapter 5. Back to John chapter 5.
回到约翰的五章, 然后读16节和17节。
So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣, 因为他在安息日做了这事。
Jesus said to them, My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
所以耶稣就对他们说，我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。So,
God from the garden begins His great redemptive work.
然后神呢，从他的伊甸园开始就开始做那最大的救赎的工。First
of all, the godly line through to Noah, through the flood, down to the choosing of Abraham.
首先呢，一条属灵的血脉，信心的血脉呢，从赛特一直到挪亚，越过洪水，然后又从闪一直到了这个亚伯拉罕。And
then you come from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then Israel, and they were to carry the torch of faith, weren't they? The knowledge of God and by faith.
然后呢，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，你看，就像一个火炬。 他们是信心的火炬，是一代一代一代接着传下去的。And
then you come all the way through the prophets, how it prepares the way for God's salvation.
然后呢，他们要预备很多后面的先知，来讲要来的救恩。And
what that salvation would mean would be God's Son would have to come into the world as a lamb, as a sacrifice.
那这个救恩的含义就是神的羔羊会来，为。
And Peter writing says that he was already foreordained to be slain before the foundation of the world.
那彼得说呢，就是他预先在万事以先就已经预定了要受难的。This
was not God's afterthought.
这是不是神。 在环境里突然后来又想起来在做的事情。
He knew when he made the heavens and the earth and put man on it that this would have to happen.
对，他在 造天地万物之前他就知道了，然后在他造人之前他就知道了。
God was not just reacting to man.
神并不是在人的决定里反应在做决定的。
So, instead, we find that there is a preparation for the coming into the world of God himself.
所以现在呢，你会看见有一个预备，为了神自己来到地上要有一个预备。
This was a divine man, God himself.
这是那个圣洁的人，神自己啊。
Emmanuel, God with us.
神与人同在。
And so, Jesus, through Jesus, his incarnation, his perfect life, his sacrificial death, burial, resurrection, and his exaltation to God's right hand, that was the resurrection was God's seal upon that life and death.
所以借着耶稣的降生、受难、复活、升天、这神就在这一切的事情上印上了印哈、告诉我们他是那个救赎。
When the Lord Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," that was the point where God had completed His work of redemption.
耶稣在十字架上说成了，他就说，他已经做完了这个救赎的工。
But before that, God had been working through men like Abraham.
那在这之前呢，神是借着像亚伯拉罕这样的人来做工的。
And through men like Moses.
像摩西这样的人。
And through David and the kings.
比如说像大卫。
And all the prophets.
所有的先知。
And then through John the Baptist, and then
使徒约翰。
The Lord Jesus himself would come.
然后耶稣自己来了。
He would not just talk about the Father.
他不会去讲。
He would talk the very words of the Father.
他不会讲关于天父的事，他直接讲的就是天父的话。
He would perform the very works of the Father.
他会做的就是天父做的事。
God's Sabbath had been ruined by the sin of man.
因为神的安息已经被人给破坏了。
That meant God had to work on the Sabbath.
所以神自己要在安息日人的
he had to make a new Sabbath.
他要定一个新的安息日。
A new Sabbath rest where his work of redemption would be forever completed.
那在新的安息日里呢，他的救赎的工是全然的完成了。
And that was accomplished there on Calvary's cross.
这就是在哥哥他山的十字架完成的。
And so now we can rest in God's Sabbath.
然后我们就能够安息在这个新的安息日里面，就是神的救赎的工完成的这个安息里。
And what Jesus was trying to point out to these Jews was that sin had ruined it, that their keeping of the Sabbath did nothing.
耶稣想要证明给犹太人是，就告诉他们这个罪啊已经毁掉了人的一切啊，就是你守安息日，律法里安息日就没有意义了。
And that God was working on their behalf if they would believe.
然后神已经在他们的位置上开始做工，就是救赎的工，只要他们能信就能进这个安息。
And that's why that man was witnessing. He healed me. He healed me. He healed me.
这就为什么不停地有人在做见证，是他医治了我，他医治了我。
He wasn't trying to put the blame on Jesus. He says, look at what has happened. I'm healed.
就这个人他说看看我得医治了。
And he did it on the Sabbath.
他是在安息日做的。
So there, take that, you Pharisees.
所以他说你看这个法利赛人你看。
I think that's what the Jewish people had a hard time to, and they didn't want to believe that Jesus is God. Jesus is the creator, and the creator is outside of his creation. So the laws and things that apply to us are different than what God. See, I mean, if we go up to a 40-story building and jump off, gravity's going to smash us onto the ground.
Give him a chance to, before you move on to another thought, give him an opportunity.
他举个例子啊，就比方说，这个当我们从那个四十几楼跳下来的时候呢，这个重力一定会把我们带摔下去。
So when he was forgiving this woman's sin, he says, your sins are forgiven. They were saying, only God can forgive sin. This guy's a man. And he's saying, your sins are forgiven. Only God can forgive sin. So they had a hard time believing that he is God the Son.
You're talking about this story or the other one?
Yeah, this story here. Yeah. The Pharisees were having a hard time in believing that Jesus is God, because only God can forgive sin. When he was talking to that woman and he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And they said, well, who are you? Only God can forgive sin.
No, it was a blind man, chapter 9.
Blind? I thought it was a...
I think it's a blind man, chapter 9.
Blind man?
Yeah, that he said only God
chapter
can.
Nine, yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. The blind man.
Blind man.
The blind man, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chapter 9 is a blind man.
Yeah. Okay. So only God can forgive sin. And here Jesus is forgiving sin. And so they had a hard time to understand who this man was. But he demonstrated the power of God to them, that God is working, and he's working through his son. And they see all these miracles happening, but they wanted to put these miracles and things under the rug so that people won't follow him.
Yeah. I didn't that much get your point. So you're talking about chapter 9, or...
Well, I was just saying that Jesus, he was forgiving sin, right?
Yeah.
And only God can forgive sin.
耶稣赦免人的罪，只有神能赦免人的罪。
And God is outside of his creation. He's not governed by the same thing. We get hungry, he doesn't get hungry. It says he rested on the seventh day. God doesn't need to rest. He's all powerful. But this was an example that he was putting for mankind. These are the laws that he was incorporating for them.
所以神并不需要在他的这个创造里面，因为他定这一切，包括安息日，都是为了人的益处。他并不需要他来在这里面得着他给人定的这个安息。我觉得他大概是这个意思。And
it's interesting. We're just talking about God's great plan, even before He created mankind and the earth and everything in it. That he had this plan in mind, a salvation, that he was going to send his son Jesus to die for our sins and redeem us back to God again. And we read that it was from the seed of the woman, that it wasn't a man and a woman that were to have a child that was going to be a redeemer. It was going to be the seed of the woman. And in the Jewish culture and in their beliefs in that, If a Jewish woman marries a Gentile, the child is considered a Jew. Because the genes of that line come in the woman. So it was in the woman Mary, the genes of King David. And right from the beginning of Adam.
There might need some translation.
所以他说呢，如果在我们刚才讲到的那个创世纪里面那个女人的后裔哈，神安排了女人的后裔来拯救这个世界，通过救赎。犹太人今天依然还是这么一个方式，就比方说，一个犹太女人跟外邦男人结婚了以后呢，这个孩子是犹太人。 他是这么来定犹太人的，就犹太人怎么来决定他是犹太人呢？他妈妈是犹太人就是犹太人，那他爸爸是犹太人不一定是犹太人。他是这么来决定犹太人的，你怎么定义一个人是犹太人？就是他的母亲，来定义的。今天依然是这样。Okay,
just we want to just wrap up because we have to quit. I think you have an appointment. So, just two points. Number one is that
两个点，第一,
until the work of redemption was completed, God the Father was working and the Son was working with him.
那在救赎的工完成的时候呢，圣父和圣子都在工作。
The second thing is that we can enter into God's rest now because that work has been completed.
第二呢，就是我们能够进到神的安息里去，因为呢，那个工作呢，现在已经完成了。
Jesus said,
Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
这就是为什么耶稣说呢，你们凡劳苦担重担的都可以到我这里来，我可以使你得安息。
The second thing then that comes from this is verse 18.
第二件事呢就是十八节。
And that is, for this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him, not only because he was breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
十八节说呢，所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，而且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
This great sign that he's Lord of the Sabbath is going to be confirmed by this very fact that it brought out the confession of the Lord Jesus that God was his father in a unique way. The Jews understood that he was saying that he's equal with God.
这里原因会有这个句评论的原因是当他把自己显明成他能够胜过高过安息日的时候呢就等于把自己摆在了跟上帝同等的位置，所以犹太人因为这个想要杀他，就是他们认为他，就亵渎神了，把自己和神平等了。
The next time we meet, we're going to be looking at, there's a sevenfold claim that Jesus makes that he's equal to the Father.
然后这里呢？有七重的声明或者说宣称就是耶稣表明自己和父是同等的和天父是同等他有七个角度耶稣讲了他怎么跟父是一样的
So read and study verses 19 or verses 18 rather down to verse 30
所以我们要认真学习这个十八节到三十节的部分啊，肯定要下一次了。
And there, this is Jesus' claim to be equal with God.
那这个是耶稣的宣称，他和天父是一样的，是平等的，就是这个意思。
And the important thing about this sign at the pool of Bethesda was to get the Jews' attention that he could heal on the Sabbath. He was Lord of the Sabbath.
所以在毕士大池子边上的这个医治呢，其实就是抓住所有犹太人的注意力，告诉他们，他可以在安息日医治，他是安息日的主，他比安息日大。
And as such, he's equal with God.
因此呢，让别人知道他是和神同等，他就是神。
So that will be in 2 weeks' time, I believe. I won't be here next week.
因为他下一周呢，那个长老要出去其他地方讲道，那。但下一次我们会再安排，有可能会是 Harold 长老来啊。对，再下一周会继续啊。大家下一周我们不会停，但是我们会安排别的长老来，有可能 Harold 会来。
Is Harold going to be here next week?
Yeah, he said.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So sorry.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, either you or Harold, or both of you can come. Yeah.
Okay. But maybe take a special. I don't know if we want to move on because Harold goes.